So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, text number 46 or 45, just give me a moment. Yeah, 45, text number 45. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswati Vyasam. Tato Jayamudiraye. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one shall offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadev, the author. Nast praesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavate uttam shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental song, is established as an irrevocable fact. Sambadam iti upamantriya pravisya gajasavayam striyascha swapuram yasyan premna rajna nivarita tambadam iti upamantriya Pravesya gajasavayam Striyascha swapuram yasyan Premna rajna nivarita Tambadam iti upamantriya Pravesya gajasavayam Striyascha swapuram yasyan Premna rajna nivarita. Tambadam iti upamantriya Sriyasya Accepted. Iti thus. Upamantriya subsequently informed. Pravisya entering. Gajasavayam the palace of Hastinapur. Striyacha other ladies. Swapuram own residence. Yasyan while starting for Premna with love Rajana by the king Nivarita stopped. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Thus accepting the prayers of Srimati Kunti Devi, the Lord subsequently informed other ladies of His departure by entering the palace of Hastinapur. But upon preparing to leave, he was stopped by King Yudhishthir, who implored him lovingly. Please repeat. Thus accepting the prayers of Srimati Kunti Devi, the Lord subsequently informed other ladies of his departure by entering the palace of Hastinapur. But upon preparing to leave, he was stopped by King Yudhishthir, who implored him lovingly. Purport. No one can make Lord Krishna stay at Hastinapur when he decided to start for Dwarka. But the simple request of King Yudhishthir that the Lord remain there for a few days more was immediately effective. This signifies that the power of King Yudhishthir was love and affection, which the Lord could not deny. The Almighty God is thus conquered only by loving service and nothing else. He is fully independent in all his dealings, but he voluntarily accepts obligations by the loving affection of his pure devotees. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Gopal Krishna Goswami Tinamine Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastatata Satarine Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshur Unminitam Yenatasmei Shri Guruve Namaha. I was born in the darkest of ignorance and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Before I start speaking today, I would like to seek the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis in order to be able to speak something on this subject matter. For all practicing devotees who are trying to practice this wonderful service, a wonderful service in the footsteps of Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. So I'd just like to recite this prayer. Please accept my humble obeisances at the dust of your lotus feet. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, the deliverer of the fallen souls. By his mercy, a dumb man like myself can turn into an eloquent speaker, and he also enables the lame to cross over mountains. Without this shelter, the whole world is wandering in the ocean of ignorance. So when I was preparing for today's class, something very interesting was stated about Srila Prabhupada. It was actually a Vyas Puja offering that was done as a homage by the collective GBC. I don't know which year it was. I should have looked at it more keenly. But there was a mention that, you know, we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, whose compiler is Srila Vyasadeva. And when we are sitting on this gadi, it is actually representing Srila Vyasadeva. But I have never read this before, that there was a mention that in the age of Kali, that maybe Srila Prabhupada is actually Srila Vyasadeva. It's very clearly been stated in the homage that the way everything is presented to us, it's like Srila Vyasadeva has come in the age of Kali to give us all this knowledge through Srila Prabhupada. So that was very important. You know, that was another glorification of Srila Prabhupada, which I wanted to share, because I have never come across that. Maybe Archita Prabhu and other senior Vaishnavas have come across it. But that was very, very encouraging. Because when we read these books, we actually are opening the doorways to Chakshusha, to our innermost Hridaya Kavi. So we are getting this knowledge through Srila Prabhupada's message and books. So, Srila Prabhupada states in his purports that determination and enthusiasm starts from reading and listening Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we are challenged daily how enthusiastic and how determined we are in this process of devotional service, which we have started or embarked on. So, Srila Prabhupada states in his purports that this enthusiasm starts from reading and listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. And we know that this is affirmed by Sri Narad Dev himself in Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 8, when he instructs Vyasadeva, the author of Srimad Bhagavatam, why he himself is not feeling content. What is the instruction that Narad Muni gives? He says, Bhavatanudita prayam yaso bhagavato amalam yena vaso na tusyate manyata darsanam kilam. Sri Narad said, you have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glories of the personality of Godhead. That philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless. So as we know from the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions very, very key point that the emphasis is on the point that the Lord is conquered only by loving service and nothing else. Because the Lord was ready to leave, but on the simple plea of his pure devotee, the Lord was accepting to stay longer. So this is very important, that what pure love can do. But pure love in respect to who? This is very important. Because we are seeking love in the wrong place. Srila Prabhupada mentions this many times. That we are seeking love in the material world. But who we are seeking from, they themselves cannot give you pure love. So we are seeking from someone who himself or herself does not have that. So that is why we are suffering. But when that pure love is manifested in the mood of devotional service and done for the Supreme Personality of Godhead's pleasure, we actually get ananda, we actually get bliss. So this is very important, because as we know in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Bhaktya mama bijanati yavan yas jasmi tatvata tato mam tatvato gyatva visatatat anantaram. That I can only be understood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by what? Only by devotional service. It doesn't say by Gyan Yoga. It doesn't say by Karma Yoga. It says by devotional service, Bhakti Yoga. And who is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into my kingdom. So again, the emphasis is on devotional service. With that being said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of the 8 Shikshastaka prayers that he has given us, the first 3 are on chanting the name of the Lord. The first 3 stanzas, starting with Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Magni Nirvapanam Sraya Kareva Chandrika Vitranam Vidya Vadu Jivanam, start the process by what? So you know, devotional service has to be done. But how is devotional service started? Cheto Darpanam Arjanam. First we have to make ourselves clean. It is like you're going in a plane. When you hear the hostesses, they tell you first put the mask on yourself, then put the mask on your child. First you save yourself before you go to save someone else. So we have to start with the process of what? Devotional service with what? Cheto Darpana Marjana. That's the first instruction given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the next 3 are all in line with chanting. And it ends with chanting. So out of the 8 stanzas, 4 stanzas are on chanting. So the emphasis, and we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the greatest scholar of his time. Yet he is not emphasizing anything else but start the process of devotional service by first cleansing your heart. So now devotees keep on asking, you know, this question. I know I ask myself this question a lot. Now, how do I start this process? What should I do? The first process is chant. So, this is very important because, like I said, first we have to save ourselves before we can save others. And again, we know that in Kali Yuga, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Namaiva Kevalam, Kalo Nashti Eva Nashti Eva Nashti Eva Gati Ranyata, the emphasis is given on Hare Naam, Hare Naam. That the chanting process should start. Now the question is asked. I'm chanting. But why am I not getting the results? So there is different explanations. But again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the 3rd stanza says, Trinada Pisunichana Tarora Pisaisnuna Amanina Manadina Kirtanya Sadahari. In what state of mind should we chant? And this is actually regarded as the necklace, the jewel that we should be wearing as devotees. That we should be chanting the name in what state of mind? Humble state of mind. Then what else? Devoid of any false prestige. I am the head of this department, I am the head of this department, I am the head of this, I am so and so. How are we gonna be getting to this higher level that we can conquer the Lord by love? If the me and I keeps on coming in. The question is, immediately you have false prestige, that means you want recognition. Immediately you need recognition, you are checked from that pure love. Am I correct? You are checking yourself. So as pure devotees, on this path, we don't want to be checked by anything that can hinder us from attaining that. And that is why, again, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have this beautiful shloka, Anya Bilisata Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavrtam Anakulyena Krishnanu Silanam Bhaktir Uttama. One should render devotional service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit. So this is another reason that we do not progress in our devotional life. Because we are doing devotional life, but we have not Anya Blisata Sunyam. We are not doing it with the intention that it is basically a reciprocation. We are doing it because we have something that we are looking for. Some material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. One should simply satisfy Krishna without being influenced by fruitive knowledge or charity. So, Srila Prabhupada has very clearly delineated to us how this process should be done. The previous acharyas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained to us how we should do this process. And then what we should check against. And as we know from the famous Leela of Yashoda Mai, when Yashoda mother was trying to tie Lord Krishna, and every time the rope was 2 width fingers, am I correct? It's 2 width fingers short. Which signify something very important, Srila Prabhupada mentions. It means endeavor from the part of the devotee plus the mercy of the Lord. But the mercy, does it come before the endeavor? First we have to endeavor. And then the mercy comes. So there is a reciprocation there. There's an exchange there. It's not a one-way thing. And this is important. Why? Because in order for us, Srila Prabhupada says, to attain the mercy of the Lord, we should accept some tapasya and austerity. However, this tapasya and austerity through the Krishna consciousness movement is performed joyfully. Why is it performed joyfully? Because we do kirtan, we eat Krishna prasadam, we dance, so it is made very easy. It has not been made difficult. And this is very important point Srila Prabhupada mentions about why it is important to listen, Shravanam, to listen. Because Srila Prabhupada says, just as life in this material world has its beginning in material sound, similarly a spiritual life has its beginning in this spiritual sound vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now I know we have Jai Chaitanya Prabhu sitting next to me. He was a musician. So he can relate to some degree that the material world, it starts with music. Music is very pleasing to the ears. Whether it's pleasing to one person or not, that's another question. But that is where it starts. So Srila Prabhupada very clearly is stating that it starts from there. So spiritual world, why is it different? You see, what has happened is that we are so accustomed to this current civilization that is in ignorance, that whatever they accept in material, they don't want to apply to the spiritual aspect. This is total ignorance. You are ready to accept that this phenomena exists and this phenomena governs us on the material platform. But when you try to relate it to the spiritual platform, oh, that doesn't exist. Am I correct, Archita Prabhu? They just cannot connect that. That is ignorance. That is why we as devotees, as senapatis of who? Of Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada, it is our duty to go out and do this. However, to do that first, we ourselves have to be strong. So, with that being said, Srila Prabhupada confirms that human life, as I had mentioned earlier, without austerity and penance doesn't take place. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna knows the purpose and surrender of degree in all of us. He knows how much is our sincerity of purpose. And I remember on Sunday when, what's the name of the Prabhu? I'm sorry. Who shows the video? And he was showing the video of Mukunda Goswami. Siddhanta Prabhu. So Siddhanta Prabhu was showing the interview of Mukunda Goswami. And Mukunda Goswami brought such a wonderful point, Maharaj. He said, we had seen Srila Prabhupada in a different light. But when Srila Prabhupada called it the Sunday Love Feast, first of all, they could not resonate with it. So Mukunda Goswami said, Sunday Love Feast doesn't sound right. However, when they saw the mood, the transformation of Srila Prabhupada, as a host, serving prasadam. Not only serving prasadam, but obviously Srila Prabhupada cooked prasadam. The joy in which he became the host, the whole mood changed of seeing Srila Prabhupada maybe sitting in the Vyasasan to one who is a host. So that's why it's so joyfully performed, because we have Krishna prasadam. So you can see that our acharya, our spiritual master, his divine grace, is showing us by example how this is joyfully performed. How you can be enthusiastic. He was so enthusiastic to serve the devotees. He is at an Uttam Adhikari level, Nitya Siddha, but he is coming down to the platform to reciprocate with us. Because how will we reciprocate? So you see that reciprocation between the Lord and the devotee is so important, between devotee to devotee exchange. So, as we know that in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna further states, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. That to those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they come to me. Do you have trust in those words? Do you have trust in those words? Do you have trust in those words? That is Krishna saying, the ones who are devoted to me constantly. Doesn't say devoted to me. Devoted to me what? Constantly. Man mana mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskar. Constantly. Srila Prabhupada used to say 24 hours. 100%. Constantly. I give the understanding by which they come to me. So it's very simple. The process is very simple. The process is very sublime. Srila Prabhupada comments further that a person should perform some sort of work for Krishna. And that work should be with what? With love. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him the chance to make progress and ultimately attain to Him. So this is Srila Prabhupada is giving us this instruction. So that should give us the enthusiasm to continue on this process. Because the enthusiasm comes from encouragement. Like when I am not doing well in my class, the professor gives you encouragement. Am I correct? He gives you encouragement when I know he's fool number one, but he'll not tell you that. He'll give you encouragement. Why? Because you want to do the best. So we are being given encouragement by Srila Prabhupada's words that if you continue this and you're sincere, you will make progress. And we know Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that there is no diminution or loss for anyone who is on this path. So what is there to lose? It is eternal credit. And that's why in the Svetasvatar Upanishad, it further says what? Yasya deva parapaktir yata deva tata guru tasyate katiti hi artha prakasante mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in who? In the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Automatically. But what is that ingredient? Implicit faith. So you see how it's coming. It's coming very easy. Krishna says it is affirmed. As we know, sadhu, guru, shastra should speak the same. So Lord Krishna gives you that. And then it is very clearly said that you should have faith in who? In guru. So if you have faith in Guru, let's show by hands how many people have faith in Srila Prabhupada. Oh, okay. Now the question, is it faith by mind, body and words? Because our actions should represent that. Including for myself. Our actions should represent that. Because we know that Srila Prabhupada was never unkind to anyone. Never was there a time that Srila Prabhupada will not be there for someone. He made himself available. He did all this. Why? Because he was showing us how we should run this movement. How we should work with each other. So, love and reciprocations, as we know, is a very beautiful and joyful thing. Why? Because it is inherent in us. We want appreciation. We want love. We all are seeking love. It is an inherent thing in us. It's in our DNA. We can't take away that. We all want tenderness. In fact, now in the hospitality industry, they call it TLC. Tender love and care. Why? Because it's inherent in us. We want love. We want to be joyful. We want to be happy. But the question is, we are seeking that happiness in the wrong place. And that's why we are not attaining the result. But inherently we are meant to be joyful. Why? Because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, Shyamukund Babu? We are part and parcel of the Supreme. Correct? So if we are part and parcel, we are joyful by nature. So that mood, that has been taken away because we are associating with the inferior energy. And that's why even Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says that those who are under my superior energy are not deluded by the three modes of material nature. But immediately you are associating with this inferior energy, you have been deluded. You are in illusion. You are in ignorance. Now, today is Independence Day. So I better speak something about that. But before that, I want to say something very important. Because this is important. Because we have to know what is our dharma. So far we have spoken about what Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in respect to our own devotional life. But why is this important? Because in Srimad Bhagavatam it says, Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adok sache ayutuki aparate yata yayatma suprasiddhati. That the supreme occupation dharma for all humanity is that by which man can attain to loving devotional service onto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Unmotivated, uninterrupted. Again, those words are repeated. So is our supreme dharma to become a PhD? Is our supreme dharma to become the greatest wealth economist? No, it is to become a devotee. Now the question is, today is Independence Day. So, how do we apply this message to the people? Obviously, we are instruments. We have to try to be instruments in the prophecy that Lord Chaitanya said. Prithivate ajayada nagarati gram sarvatra prachar haibe mora nam. As we know, when Bhakti Vinod Thakur, whom Srila Prabhupada considered the first preacher to the Western, when he stated this in his commentary, we had the professor from Oxford come to his house. Was it Oxford? Or from the university? And basically he said, why did you say that? How do you expect this to happen, that it will go outside the confinements? And what did Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? Because it is predicted by who? Lord Chaitanya. No one can check it. So we are instruments in trying to do this and glorify Srila Prabhupada. In which ways? You know? So for the people who are on the internet and the Grihasthas, this is very important. We go to one of the famous presidents of the United States, JF Kennedy. What did he say in his famous speech? He said, don't think what the country can do for you, but think what you can do for the country. Now that is a very, very bold statement. What can you do? So then becomes all the isms, nationalism, patriotism, you know, and all that. But what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give us as instruction? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that spread this name. And based on that philosophy, devotees are going out and doing Harinam. Why? Because we know that the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga is what? The chanting of the holy name, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. In fact, if you read the translation of Cheto Darpana Marjanam, it says congregational chanting. So this is why we go out for Harinam. So if we are really dedicated to this process of helping create an awareness, consciousness, Prabhupada says everywhere, there is lack of nothing in this material world except Krishna consciousness. People are looking for Krishna consciousness. So by the process of Harinam, we are spreading that. Then we are also doing it by, Srila Prabhupada says, that the greatest welfare that can be done is the distribution of books. He states that in one of the purports. Distribution of books. And we have prominent book distributors here. In fact, Gauranga Prabhu is 320 something days in a year. Last year he went for book distribution. He told me this year he's doing 350, you know. But book distribution. So Vas Prabhu leads that. We see. Why? Because this, Prabhupada said, is one of the greatest welfare activities. And as we know from the instruction given to us by one of our acharyas, Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhya sadhana tatva puchite na jani, kripa kari sabha tatva ka na kata apani. Actually, I do not know how to inquire about the goal of life and the process for obtaining it. Being merciful upon me, please explain all these truths. It's not that Sanatan Goswami is doing this for us. He's actually explaining us the mood. So obviously the mass of people don't know this. So by we taking this message, now we have the great Rath Yatra coming. What are we doing? We are taking the Lord to the people. We are bringing them closer. We are giving them the opportunity. Now we are doing this. Why? Because we are following the mood of Srila Prabhupada. In the mood of Paradukaduki. Srila Prabhupada comments in one of his lectures, early lectures in New York, when he was giving class, he says, I feel separation from Vrindavan. He was in the most situated place where all of us want to be at that age. But he had a higher mission. He left his comfort to come to New York. He says, I am here, but I am longing to be in Vrindavan. So this is the mood by which we should be reaching out. Then, we know, and I'm saying this because this last Sunday, I had a very good conversation with one of the people who is very prominent, with Narendra Modi. And he's propagating very strongly about handicap. And in fact, his organization has been accepted as one of the 350 organizations accepted by UNICEF. So we were speaking. And I asked him this question. Sir, you are doing all this. However, are you preaching on the basis of just the body, or also are you touching on the basis of the soul? Why? Because we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is regarded as the most beneficent avatar. For why? For what reason? Archita Prabhu, you said something. Exactly. Freely. So that is regarded as the greatest welfare work. Srila Prabhupada says that the greatest welfare work is furthering Krishna consciousness and bringing people out of ignorance because they are working like asses. And challenging the current present civilization. So, this is important because we all think that by doing this, you know, philanthropic work, I am actually doing the greatest welfare work. However, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction? This is so important because especially for Indian bodies, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the very clear instruction, which is what I told this gentleman. He was of Indian origin. Bharata bhumite manushya janma haile yar. Janma sakar kari kare para upakar. Para upakar. What is that para upakar? Means the whole world does not know about the message of Krishna. Therefore, this is the greatest welfare activity for carrying this message and informing them. I have more to say, but we have past 5 minutes and my authorities are looking at the clock, so I have to stop. But in essence, what he was arguing was on the karma. He says, why are we suffering then and all that? You know, everyone wants to blame God. No one wants to take, and that is also common in our own dealings. You do something wrong, you want to blame someone else. On top of that, we are trying to enjoy the kingdom of God without God. How are we going to be happy? You imagine, in the material world, you want to go and stay in someone's house without the owner's permission. You're going to end up in the jail, yes? Because the guy is going to call the police on you. Now you imagine you want to enjoy the kingdom of God without God. How are you going to be happy? So that analogy applies to the material world, but when it comes to the spiritual, there is no God. So with that, I will end. I will open up any questions, suggestions, criticisms. Prabhupada said transcendental competition is healthy. Transcendental. Because it's transcendental. It's for the pleasure of Krishna. What I meant, thank you for asking that question so I can clarify. What I meant from what I understood from Srila Prabhupada is that it should not bring an egoistic nature in us. Because generally when we feel that we are heading something, some ego can come in. And ego can check you. So the principle was not that you cannot be the head, but you should check your ego with that. And like the other point that Srila Prabhupada mentioned is that transcendental competition amongst devotees is good, especially in book distribution. In fact, my own Guru Maharaj tells us that quite often, that transcendental competition is healthy. He repeats basically the words of Srila Prabhupada. So yes.
Thank you very much.
I hope that clarifies. Mataji has...
You were mentioning in the beginning that devotees feel joy, or the devotees feel joy in devotional service because it's easy. We get something nice to eat, and there's some nice association to do that service. And I think that's true in the beginning, that's how devotees become attracted to devotional service, become happy seeing others do the service. But later on, as a devotee matures, and the hard times come and difficulties come in devotional service, we realize we get our joy from Krishna, not from the actual ease of the devotional service. But like the prayers that we're saying now, that Queen Kunti is saying, let the difficulties come and yes, come again and again. So the difficulties and pushing through them and trusting in Krishna, I think, are paramount in our joy in devotional service.
Now, I did not read Srila Prabhupada's purport on this. So I think I can read that to answer your question. Srila Prabhupada says, the more we are connected through devotional engagement, the more the ties of inauspicious karma become loosened and ultimately disappear. By the surrendering to Krishna, we immediately transcend the influence of karma and our mind. This is Srila Prabhupada's exact words.
I don't think it's contrary to what I just said.
Yeah, no. I'm just reiterating. You see, we have embarked on something. This happens to us. You know, I was just coming from a seminar where they were speaking about the millennials and the workforce. How the millennials view the workforce as compared to the Gen X. I'm a Gen X before they change the terminology again. And the baby boomers. Today, millennials are not going to stay at a workplace for too long because they cannot give commitment. For them, that has not become the predominant place. While in the previous, the baby boomers and everything, job security was number one. Now that's not the case. So what is happening is we have started the process. Like you have said, we have to every day become enthusiastic. We have to always become not only enthusiastic, but we have to also become resolute on this path. In fact, in the Gita, I know the Lord says very clearly, for those who are resolute on this path, they are not waived. But that is the thing. How do we create enthusiasm? I think there is enthusiasm today. We have a van going to Ojai. It's parked right outside there. So devotees are going to go out, whoever can go. So we are creating enthusiasm. We have festivals. We have the beautiful Rath Yatra festival. That's going to create enthusiasm. Am I not correct? Is everyone not enthusiastic? Rath Yatra is around the corner. Is that not creating enthusiasm? Is it not bringing that again? So that's why New Dwarka is blessed with so many festivals. In fact, there is always that get more and more, but we cannot really do what we have, but we have so many. So that creates enthusiasm. Srimad Bhagavatam class ki. Yeah.